Monthly check-in with the Lincoln County Commissioner, Commissioner Robert King, in studio this morning. Commissioner, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the invite, Duke.
I love touching base with the commission on a monthly basis, and we've had some reports already this morning from the legislative session, the budget session happening in Cheyenne, and still a lot of work to be done, sounds like. But good news for the counties and towns is that at least at this point, the plan is to keep funding the same redistribution to the states.
That's correct. It looks like they're going to stick with the $105 million that will be distributed among the counties and the cities and towns. And, of course, everything's still in flux. So that can change, or something could be added to it as well.
Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King in studio. Commissioner, one thing that you have touched on extensively in the past that we haven't had an update on is the landfill situations across Lincoln County and the idea to maybe do more shipping and outsourcing for garbage disposal. Tell us what the plan is and what the latest is there.
Well, I think it was last month they had a meeting. Matter of fact, we have a meeting this Wednesday over in Montpelier at 9 o'clock. There are five counties involved in this landfill. They'll be located close to Soda Springs. Last time they met, they got a verbal approval on the USDA grant of over $20 million. That will help purchase the property and establish the landfill itself. So that was excellent news. This Wednesday when they meet, they'll also be talking with a representative from the bank on purchasing that property and getting that portion of it done. So it's pretty exciting news. And it will save the county quite a bit of money. Right now they're looking at transporting the waste from the Thane landfill over there and probably Cokeville as well. We're not sure the economics with Kimmer right now. But the one thing it does do is it stretches the life of the Kimmer landfill out by not taking the refuse from Star Valley and Cokeville. And that saves us a lot of money in the long run as well.
Absolutely. So the meeting Wednesday, maybe you have a better picture, but timeline, when are you hoping that this actually starts to begin? Is it still too far out to know?
Exact timeline, we'll probably have a better feel after Wednesday. To be honest, we'll talk about the process on getting the property purchased, going through the DEQ permits and all those kinds of things that will have to get done. I'm not sure whether I can put a date to it or a month. I can say 2020.
Hey, there you go. That's better than what we had this morning. So
okay,
perfect. And as far as the process for the average citizen that's using the landfill when this change takes place, with any changes for them, or will operations from the normal citizen kind of continue as normal?
It should be pretty seamless. The only difference is the trucks will be headed over to Soda Springs, which is quite a bit shorter haul than going to Kimmer. And of course, as we all know, Thane is a transfer station. It's not a landfill anymore. The process should be about the same. You'll still have scales. We'll still run through that process so that we can keep track of exactly what we're hauling. Yeah.
Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King in studio today. Anything else on that topic to bring up this morning?
I think we've covered it pretty well. I think there'll be more after this meeting, for sure, after we meet with the bankers and get some things settled in that regard.
Excellent. And, of course, as of the recent past couple of years, the biggest conversations across Lincoln County has been with the coal mine and the power plant. And we had some great reports after the public meeting that was held a couple of weeks ago in Kemmer. Great turnout for that. But it sounds like nothing's really changed since those reports. Everything's still kind of the same as far as what's being worked on and what's being planned out.
Well, I think that, and you may have heard this morning with Senate File 159 and the work that Senator Dockstetter has done on that, as well as us as county commissioners and our treasurer. We went down last week and visited with the committee, and things have changed from what they were in the first initial comments that were made, and it looks very favorable for the coal mine and for the county as far as that part goes, and making sure that we get our ad valorem taxes paid in a timely manner. And to make it just perfectly honest, the Kimmer coal mine has done a great job in working with the county and making sure that they do pay that ad valorem, and we appreciate the opportunity to work with them. As far as the power plant itself, we'll have to wait for the IRP and just make sure what they're going to turn in. As you said, in Kimmer, we had close to 200 people show up, a lot of testimony. We visited with the folks in Cheyenne after that meeting, and they were quite impressed with the comments that were made. So we feel really good about what's moving forward.
Commissioner Robert King in studio, appreciate your time as always. Anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
I think that'll take care of what I've got thus far. I appreciate the time, dude.
You bet. Thank you. Lincoln County Commissioner Robert King with us live in studio this morning with the monthly update from the Lincoln Commission. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.